As Secretary Kerry said, first, this is not part of the nuclear deal. This is a standalone agreement that didn't have to be undertaken unless it's just part of the ransom that we had to pay to get innocent Americans back from Iranian captivity. And second, remember, this was a deal, if it was in fact about a weapons agreement before the Islamic Revolution 1979, that we made with the pro-American government of Iran that was then overthrown by a violent revolution led by the Ayatollahs. And we're rewarding them now by giving them back that previous regime's money with interest. Secretary Kerry talked about interest payments being required under the law. I'm not sure which law he's referring to, but it sounds to me like he's more interested in being the lawyer for the government of Iran than he is for standing up, for instance, as you say, Wolf, for the rights of those 52 Americans who still have lots of claims against Iran for the terrorism and the captivity in which they held them.